Hi, and welcome back to Voiceover Matters with Njeri Thorne. Of course, for your ears, because it is quite a comprehensive, intense and extensive document. And maybe you don't want to read all 204 pages. So I've taken it upon myself to go through the document and read it for you. So the implementation strategies read as follows. Adopt and promote specific measures to support small businesses. Next. Sector-wise capacity building on business development, cash flow management, and creation or improvement of infrastructure, funding, tax incentives, and facilitating marketing. Full implementation of the 30% access to government procurement law by special marginalized group, e.g. young people, women, persons with disability, and local contractors. Financing and timely payments of contractors within 30 days and a maximum of 60 days. Deliberate inclusion of the youth in Vision 2030 and the Big Four agenda. The creation of county employment bureaus to properly harness the number of young people seeking employment at county level. Engage the youth through public participation, encouraging them to propose solutions to and for employment. Develop and promote cottage industries. Develop and promote small retail outlets. Regulate and standardize building units for kiosks and kibandas through municipalities and the relevant road authorities. Reconsider and find a solution for public policy that promotes creditworthiness by listing loan defaulters in the Credit Reference Bureau, the CRB, while spelling death to many who are owed money by the public. Provide for common manufacturing equipment facilities. Next recommendation, develop and launch a national ease of doing business index for small Kenyan businesses rather than relying on foreign indexes that are designed for global comparison. This should be a comparative annual assessment by the Kenya National Bureau of Statistics that is disaggregated by geography, counties, cities and towns and publicized. This is listed as a high priority and the responsibility for this falls on both national and county governments. And the implementation strategy reads as follows. Entrepreneurship and financial literacy should be introduced as subjects in basic education. Promotion of technical schools and colleges, including making them attractive, for example, through changing names of such courses as tailoring to fashion and design, such technical schools can be referred to as institutes for technical studies. Provide useful apprenticeship skills. Consider the model of other African education systems for effective and useful apprenticeship systems. The next recommendation, make serious efforts to coordinate, incentivize and drive the growth of the creative industries and sports, among other sectors in which young Kenyans show enormous potential and interest. This is listed as high priority and the responsibility for this falls on the national government. The implementation strategy reads as follows. Restructure and capacity build the national agency responsible for growth of the creative industries and sports issues. Provide proper funding for this agency. Increase the accountability of this agency. The next recommendation, identify and invest in special talents and special needs at the early childhood development stage. This is listed as a medium priority initiative, and both county and national governments are responsible for this. In order to implement, these are the strategies that have been suggested. Set up public-funded special talent promotion centers throughout the country. Properly identify specially talented children. Provision of strong OECD foundation. Next, to help young people form businesses, open an advice desk in every Huduma Center manned by a business development expert. This is high priority. It's a national responsibility. And below, or here goes, the strategies that have been recommended for implementation. Encourage the private sector to form a national non-profit foundation chaired by the president that provides mentorship, training and support tools to aspiring young business owners. In it, young entrepreneurs are matched with a business development advisor and a nationwide network of volunteer mentors. All corporate social responsibility programs should be encouraged to include this component. Link the foundation's entrepreneurs with government youth funds, provide work readiness, entrepreneurship and financial literacy training using classroom volunteers in schools starting from the age of 12 until graduation. The next recommendation, give all Kenyans equal access to a minimum level of quality education that leads to employment or entrepreneurial opportunity. It is critical that we get rid of the idea that technical work is for those who have failed in academics by creating two equal paths between academic and technical training. This is viewed as a high priority initiative, and the national government is responsible for this. The way in which it will be implemented in terms of strategy is as follows. TVET can be mainstreamed in the education system, even at the basic education level, through science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM subject development. Ensure the provision of the foundational aspects, basic needs to Kenyans, food, health, etc. Government development actions should be undertaken by every county. Coordinate national and county planning on development and ensure that as national projects are implemented, the areas that are adversely affected benefit from remedial development policies. Strengthen intergovernmental consultation in the planning of national projects. This is viewed as a medium priority initiative, and both national and county government are responsible. The recommendation is self-executing. That's what it says there. In the actions to coordinate, incentivize, and invest in economic development, the national government should make sure that it leverages unique strengths and opportunities in every county. This is listed as a medium priority initiative, and the national government is responsible. And in order to achieve this, the implementation strategy here says, develop policies and legal interventions to ensure the realization of this recommendation. Next recommendation, to ensure Kenyans have access to quality services, Kubadi plan to be instituted to bring marginalized wards to the level generally enjoyed by the rest of the country. In the plan, with a three-year outlook period, the wards are the most marginalized at present and historically are identified. Implementation should start with wards ranked last to build schools, health facilities, roads, water, electricity, and police stations. This is identified as a medium priority initiative. Responsible for this initiative are both county and national governments. The implementation strategy reads as follows. The President and the Commission on Revenue Allocation, CRA, should ensure full implementation of this, with the CRA doing the needs analysis and presidency implementing. Next recommendation. Refocus on product development through establishment of county product development parks where young entrepreneurs can access expert advice. This is viewed as a high priority initiative, and both national and county governments are responsible for this. And the way in which it will be implemented in terms of implementation strategies as follows. The Kenya Industrial Estate, KIE, to work with county governors to ensure proper conceptualization and operationalization of the recommendation. Right, corruption. One, free Kenyans from cartel capture. To do this, the recommendations are as follows. Undertake a rigorous intelligence-led review of the hold of cartels in the public service. This is viewed as a high priority initiative, and the responsibility is on national government. And the implementation strategy for this reads as follows. Establish an NIS process dedicated to this aim. Two, link it to investigative agencies for evidence to be developed to enable prosecutions. Next, recommendations to free Kenyans from cartel capture. The Central Bank of Kenya should withdraw licenses and levy heavy penalties for banks and their executives that are found to be laundering money. This is a high priority initiative and falls under the responsibility of national government. And the implementation strategy reads as follows. Strengthen Know Your Customer process. Undertake increased big data analysis on banking transactions to spot suspicious trends and actors. Next recommendations under free Kenyans from cartel capture. Punish facilitators of tax evasion and money laundering in the private sector. This is listed as a high priority, and the responsibility falls on the national government. The implementation strategy reads as follows. Integrate GOK data to identify potential tax evasion and money laundering. Make transparent the identity of legal and natural persons involved in the establishment and management of corporate entities. Strengthen private sector internal auditing controls and make boards focused on results. prohibit off-the-books accounts, use of false documents, and the intentional destruction of bookkeeping documents. Disallow the tax deductibility of expenses that constitute bribes and other expenses incurred in furtherance of corrupt conduct. Filing of the annual tax return should be made a condition of any annual license renewal of a business, professional firm, or and organization. Next recommendation to rid Kenyans from cartel capture. In addition to custodial sentences of those found guilty of economic crimes, there will be punitive fines with the proceeds being used to assist vulnerable Kenyans. This is considered high priority and the responsibility falls under national government. The National Council on Administrative Justice, in conjunction with the judiciary, to develop a sentencing policy, that is the implementation strategy. Next, using prevention and deterrence for counter-corruption. There will be widespread ethics awareness regarding whistleblowing. This is viewed as a high priority policy and falls under national government. And the implementation strategy reads as follows: proper utilization of the witness protection program. Next, incorporate ethics and performance training in every public service course required for promotion or transfer. Again, this is high priority, but falls under both county and national government. And the implementation strategy simply reads the service commissions to be directly responsible for implementation. Next recommendation. Of course, these are recommendations for how we can use prevention and deterrence to counter corruption. So the next recommendation, education curricula from the earliest to the most advanced levels should include ethics and civic component as a major prerequisite for graduation. Again, this is a high priority initiative, falls under national government. The implementation strategy states that the Ministry of Education and the Kenya Institute of Education to introduce ethics and civic components in the education curricula. The next recommendation, review the cabinet secretaries and principal secretaries' performance assessment framework to incorporate their support to fight corruption. This is viewed as a high priority engagement or initiative and falls under the responsibility of national government. And the implementation strategy simply reads this recommendation is self-executing. Next, establish a whistleblowing mechanism, including the protection for whistleblowers working in public service. Again, this is a high priority initiative. Responsibility falls under national government. And the implementation strategy, again, simply reads this recommendation is self-executing. Next recommendation, all contracts for senior appointees should have clear and practical performance benchmarks with rules for layoffs on failure to perform. Again, this is a high priority initiative. National government is responsible for it. And the implementation strategy, again, simply says this recommendation is self-executing. Next recommendation, senior officers' contracts be reviewed biannually to allow for laying off non-performers. Again, high priority, national responsibility, and the recommendation is self-executing in as far as the implementation strategy goes. Next recommendation, prevent the use of intimidation by public officers against whistleblowers. This is a high priority initiative. National government is responsible for this. And with regards to the implementation strategy, it reads here, robust witness program mechanism will be required for this action. Right. Or media reporting on corruption by amending the Defamation Act. The Office of the Attorney General to propose the relevant amendments to the Defamation Act. Okay. Public officers' spouses should not be in business with the government, but engage in the private sector. This is viewed as high priority. National government is responsible for this. And the implementation strategy means full implementation of the Public Officer Ethics Act, the Mwongozo Code, Corporate Governance Regulations under Capital Markets Authority, and the Public Procurement and Asset Disposal Act. Next recommendation. For a public officer to engage in business outside their working hours, they shall obtain a written approval from the reporting officer. This is viewed again as high priority. It's a matter of national responsibility. And the implementation strategy reads as follows. Full implementation of the Public Officer Ethics Act, the Mwongozo Code, Corporate Governance Regulations under Capital Markets Authority, Public Procurement and Asset Disposal Act. Right. So that passage that I've just read seems to cover the next few recommendations, that passage being full implementation of the Public Officer Ethics Act, the Mwongozo Code, Corporate Governance Regulations under Capital Markets Authority, and the Public Procurement and Asset Disposal Act. That, as an implementation strategy, actually works for the following recommendations. The above approval should document the work or business not prohibited by legislation and does not constitute a conflict of interest or infringe the reputation of the public service. A public officer shall be obliged to submit a written report to the authorized entity about the spouse, child or parent, or even common law partner on any financial or other interest that the public officer works. The public officer shall be obliged to submit written notification to the immediate supervisor on any ownership of shares and bonds or other financial interests of an entity which is doing business with the agency the officer is working in. The public officer shall not make decisions that affect the financial or other interests of the spouse, child or parent, or even common law partner relating to the public officer's place of work. Right, digitization of government services. All government services, including processes, payment systems and record keeping, should be made 100% digital to make Kenyan an e-citizen nation. This is viewed as a high priority. It's a national and county government initiative in terms of responsibility. And with regards to the implementation strategy, the document states as follows. Improve the IFMIS system and close the loopholes. Make it mandatory for all government agencies. Upgrade e-citizen portal to incorporating all government services that are not digitized. Next recommendation, the digitization process and content should be secured from criminal tampering. This is viewed as a high priority and falls under national and county government responsibility. In terms of implementation strategy, it reads as follows. Strict implementation and adherence to the Data Protection Act. Strengthen cybersecurity protocols and capabilities. Next, stem public wastage. Strengthen the capacity of the Controller of Budget for detection and response to public wastage through misappropriation and other illegal processes. This is high in terms of priorities, and it falls under national government, and the implementation strategies read as follows. Improved use of technology, data integration and analytics. Strengthen the financial and accounting investigation skills of those working in the office. Enable all public entities to keep clean data that the Controller of Budget and Auditor General can access via API. Institutional reforms. Establish a protection mechanism for whistleblowers working in the public sector. The ODPP is the organ responsible for providing witness protection to public officers or any member of the public who comes to report sensitive or first-hand information on corrupt dealings and misuse of public resources within any government institution and by extension, the private sector. The ODPP is well placed not only to offer protection, but also to use the information provided to prosecute corrupt persons. This is viewed as a high priority recommendation and falls under national government responsibility. The implementation strategies read as follows. Full implementation of the Witness Protection Act is required, especially in the wake of cases of corruption targeting high-profile individuals and of terrorism. Secondly, key prosecution witnesses should benefit from the existing witness protection services through the witness protection agency established under the Witness Protection Act. Next recommendation for institutional reform, continuously strengthen the office of the ODPP and DCI, harmonize working relations between the two agencies. This is high in terms of priority and falls under both national and county responsibility. In terms of implementation strategies, it reads as follows. Strengthen financial and accounting investigation capabilities of the DCI. Implement secure case management database linking DCI and ODPP. Extend forensic investigations and science to every part of the country. Train employees in special advanced courses in criminology, technology, forensics, and other technical fields. Next recommendation. The Central Bank of Kenya, CBK, as a principal regulator of banks and other financial institutions, should ensure that CEOs of banks found to have engaged in corrupt dealings are penalized by paying part or all of the value of assets laundered through their banks By extension, the CBK should withdraw licenses from banks that have repeatedly been found to have engaged in corrupt dealings. This is viewed as a high priority initiative and falls under national responsibility. The implementation strategies for this read as follows. Sustain CBK trend in holding banks accountable for suspicious transactions. 2, improve data integration and analysis.